Well, it's been a while since we've heard from our good friend Jim Calhoun, who frequently helps me out here on the program, and he's going to be with us today.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Well, today we are going to look a little bit at the news. Jim Calhoun has some thoughts about what happened a week ago this past Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania. I haven't said too much about it. I don't believe everything we are being told, and some of the things that have come out of the Secret Service and other agencies is totally ridiculous, over the top, and stupid. And the fact that nobody wants to testify before Congress shows either they are that pig-headed or they are that insane. When I have reviewed videos and pictures of what happened that day, and I know there are all kind of theories out there, I'm not going to address them, but those, what somebody called the pigtail brigade, I got news for you. They were more like a female group of Keystone Cops than Charlie's Angels, the three that were protecting the president as they were putting him into the armored vehicle. Our Secret Service, our Department of Homeland Security, and even our, even Joe Biden has a lot of explaining to do for how this was allowed to happen. There's something that doesn't smell right with everything that we have learned about this event. And the more we dig in, yeah, there's a lot of nonsense out there, a lot of noise. I'm not buying a lot of it. But the things that, well, they're kind of obvious, I am buying. We've got a real problem here in the United States with this idea of diversity, equity, inclusion, which I really call diversity, inclusion, equity, to die. And I said months ago, somebody, if something doesn't get fixed, is going to die. And it almost was the former president of the United States. But the freak show that is the White House in Washington, D.C., thinks it's a wonderful thing to destroy institutions like the Secret Service and the military and anything else important, because it's all in the name of inclusion. The people that are running our government are some of the craziest reprobates on the face of the planet, and they have no business being there. So Jim Calhoun, I invite you to the program now and give me your take on what you saw a little over 2 weeks ago. The microphone is yours.
Thanks, Bob, and once again, it's great to be back on Truth to Ponder. Well, I've had several people contact me by email wanting to know my opinion about the assassination attempt on President Trump. I hadn't made a statement because I'd already recorded all my shows, and I didn't want to have to start over on a show, so I thought I'd just wait until more facts came in and then talk about the incident. Now, I'm not claiming to be an expert, but I have more experience with the Secret Service than I would say the vast majority of the people in this country. And the reason I say that is that I had the honor of performing for President Reagan back in the 1980s. And I'm talking about musical performance. And where they were positioning me, where I was entertaining the president, was only 15 feet away from the podium. And I was out of camera shot because President Reagan gave a speech that day, and I'm not on camera, but I was just outside the frame. But I was to stand there during the entire speech, and also he did a press conference. And so I was standing 15 feet away from the President of the United States for anywhere between 45 minutes and an hour. And believe me, the Secret Service checked me out. They knew more about me than I know about me. And they had to interview me and do all sorts of probes and investigations. And it's quite a thing getting to be able to stand that close and have nothing in between me and the President. so they had to make sure that I was safe. And I think that was the right thing to do. But I can draw on my experience of spending that length of time that close to the president, where I noticed how the Secret Service worked, and I'm going to tell you what, it's terrifying. And I do believe that's the way it should be, because we have an awful lot of bad actors that would want to do something to our president. And they almost had snipers on snipers. It was incredible. There was not one high spot that did not have at least three snipers altogether. They brought in barricades. They brought in big round bales and piled them to make more high spots for more snipers. They had an inner perimeter and several different layers of, I would say, perimeter inside the event, and then at least three or four perimeters that I knew about outside the event. And honestly, if they were told not to let a field mouse come to that event, I doubt if a field mouse could have got through there without being detected. And there were people that were armed with weapons I'd never seen before. There was one very large man. I don't know how tall he was or how thick he was, but he was a monster. And he was on the other side of the president, just out of camera shot, and he had his hand in a satchel. I never did see his weapon. But after the event, the Secret Service, that detail, they got to relax and come down off of that very stressful job. And I got to perform that evening for the Secret Service. So I spent an entire day with the Secret Service. And I made a comment about the large man. I said, man, I'd hate to see what he has in his satchel. And I was told, yes, you would hate to see it, because if he pulls it out, he's going to use it. They said literally one shot from that would cut you in half. And he's trained to not even think. He just to pull his gun and shoot. And there were local police. There were state police. There was FBI. There was Secret Service. There were military police. The Joint Chiefs of Staff were there. Of course, all the talking heads at that time, the Dan Rathers and all the other lying media, they were there. And Barbara Walters and the rest, and I got to see them in action, and I can honestly say they were disgusting. And they wanted to be treated better than the president. Those people in the mainstream media really think they're royalty. And so when I give you my opinion of how the security was in Pennsylvania where Trump was shot in the ear, I do have some expertise. Just as a layman, just from someone who observes. First and foremost, the high ground was not secure. Anyone who has a thinking mind that can think like a military person knows that you always have to occupy the high ground. That's rule number one. And for the Secret Service not to occupy the high ground is asinine. That's rule number one for snipers, that's rule number one for law enforcement. You always occupy the high ground. It's been that way ever since man was created. Armies, law enforcement, people that want to protect themselves always take the high ground. Also, when the shots rang out, it took an eternity for the Secret Service to jump on President Trump and protect him. I could not believe it took several seconds. If Ronald Reagan, at the event that I was at, if he would have had someone pull a gun or a knife anywhere within a half a mile of where he was standing, it would have taken less than a second, and President Reagan would have been shielded with multiple bodies. And so the Secret Service was extremely clumsy and extremely slow covering up President Trump. Another thing that I noticed, they let President Trump stand and shake his fist. I'm glad that President Trump is a brave man. I'm proud of him for his toughness and his tenacity. But there was no possible way the Secret Service could have known there was only one shooter. And they let him up. They exposed him again. Were there more than one shooter? Well, I'll give you my opinions here after a bit. But under no circumstances should have President Trump been allowed to stand up. And it was sickening how the dinosaur news media, called the legacy news or the mainstream news, how they came out and tried to act like Trump was scared of noises and he fell down. What a bunch of morons the mainstream media is. Absolutely putrid. And there are people that are saying that it was staged. It's all theater. Well, tell that to the dead man and his family. That's all I have to say about that. The fact that this young man was spotted before the event and recognized tells me that he was on some watch list. They knew who he was. Now, they knew who this young punk was. Whether they knew him because he was the one that was hired to kill President Trump, or maybe they knew him because he was bad news. One or the other. But yet nothing was done. They didn't follow him. And how did a ladder magically appear? And how did this gun get up on the roof without being noticed? And there were multitudes of people that were screaming at the police and the Secret Service saying that there's a guy on the roof with a gun. Even the suspicion of someone on the roof with a gun should have caused the Secret Service to rush the stage and take President Trump down. His podium is bulletproof, I do believe. But yet nothing happened. And also, I do believe that the police sharpshooter who was positioned on the roof that actually shot and took out the perp, he came out and said that he had him in his sights for 3 minutes and they refused to give him authorization to fire. And I understand that he's now out of a job, that he's been fired for speaking out. When you start adding 1 plus 1, you get 2. When you add 2 plus 2, you get 4. And either we have the most incompetent law enforcement in the history of our country, watching our country with the possible exception of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, or we have people that are conspiring to kill Donald Trump. And those people who are conspiring to kill Donald Trump happen to be in government. That's an awful harsh thing for me to say, but I'm just speculating here. I'll give you my opinion in a minute. There's two other things that have come to light, and I don't think either are very well known. Is that on the water tower, right as the shots were being fired, there's a shadowy figure that's up on top of the water tower that makes an appearance. That needs to be fully investigated. And why did the FBI wash the roof? The roof that the Secret Service said was too dangerous. It was a health hazard. We can't put people on that roof. But yet the FBI put what looked to me like a cleanup crew. They were walking on top of that building with ease, with garden hoses, spraying off the blood. I find that extremely suspicious on all points. And then this punk had his car full of explosives and he had a device that he was going to push that was going to blow his car up. Where does a 20-year-old kid get the rifle he had? Where does a 20-year-old kid get the type of explosives he had and also the technology? And I'm not going to mention the perp's name. You've all heard it enough. He doesn't need to be famous. He just needs to be where he's at. And so I'm not going to add to his fame one bit. But this punk that shot President Trump, I've been told, had very sophisticated communication devices that he had with him. So who was he communicating with? What channel was used? Why did it take the Democrats so long to react? We've been waiting for a black swan event, and I think the black swan event was the murder of President Trump. And I do believe, I'm going to get on my opinions now, I do believe that Donald Trump was protected by Almighty God. I truly believe that. I've heard several leftist, Democrat, communist-type people lament the fact that the shooter wasn't very good because he missed. No, he didn't miss. He hit Donald Trump in the ear. And if Donald Trump's head would not have been turned, it would have been a kill shot. So do you think that this young punk that they say is just a local lone wolf, do you think that he had the wherewithal and the expertise and the training to assassinate a president of the United States? When you add all of this up, you find very quickly that it does not add up. Now here's another thing that's being hushed, but I've seen the commercial. This young punk that shot President Trump in the ear was involved with a BlackRock commercial, and it's undoubtedly the same person that shot President Trump in this commercial, without a doubt. And we all know how BlackRock is and what they are. And so this punk was associated, I don't know how much, but he was associated with BlackRock. So what was this young punk that supposedly was just this loser, loner, how did he get onto a commercial for BlackRock? You see how this just branches out and gets more murky and more devious? I've come to the conclusion, and I think you already can guess my conclusion, I've come to the conclusion that the deep state, the powers that be, the elites, the Satanists, the evil people of this world, tried to assassinate Donald Trump with the help of Secret Service, with the help of law enforcement of all types. I know for a fact that if I was a sniper and I was guarding someone, and that was my job, and someone popped up on a roof that was aiming at the person I was protecting, I don't care if anyone gave me an okay or not, I would have pulled the trigger and just would have been, and would have faced the consequences, because I would do my job first. Just because someone else is not doing their job doesn't mean that I'm not going to do mine. I've always been that way, and it gets me in trouble once in a while. But when I have a job to do, I'll do it. And so, while some people are claiming this sniper is a hero, why didn't he go ahead and take the perp out when he had him in his sights? He knew that that person was going to try to assassinate Donald Trump. He knew that. But yet, he was waiting for orders. To me, that sounds like someone covering their backside. And so, I really have no respect for any law enforcement that was on that detail. None whatsoever. The ones that covered President Trump with their bodies were way slow. The people that planned it, they either left spots on purpose and so someone could assassinate Donald Trump, or they possibly even assisted. But this punk needed a ladder to get up on top of the roof. Where did the ladder come from? And was there more than one shooter? I, for one, think that when President Kennedy was assassinated, that there were more people involved than just a lone madman that they say that shot President Kennedy. I think that was also a conspiracy, and also driven by our own government, to kill President Kennedy. And President Kennedy has an awful lot in common with Donald Trump as far as being a popular person in politics. John F. Kennedy was extremely popular among many people. You might say that he was dearly loved by the American public. I know that there were people that did not like him. I realize that. But by and large, he was loved as much as Trump is loved. Different era, different politics, but with that, they're very comparable. President Kennedy wanted to go in and shake things up and get rid of a few people. And he wanted to look into the FBI and other agencies, as well as organized crime. And he was murdered because he was going to come in and clean up the swamp that existed then. So there's an awful lot of similarities. So was Donald Trump purposely targeted by the deep state? My opinion, absolutely yes. Will they try again? My opinion, absolutely yes. They might wait till after the election. But if I was Donald Trump, I would have my own security detail. After witnessing what the United States government provided for President Trump, I wouldn't trust that as far as I could throw it. We're in an awful lot of trouble in this country, and you know that already. But we just need to stay the course, and we need to keep praying for President Trump's safety. I've been thinking for the last 2 years that they would probably have to assassinate him to keep him from regaining office. And it doesn't surprise me they tried it, but what does surprise me was how sloppy the Secret Service was. And I think it was sloppy on purpose. Well, before I close, I want to tell you something that happened to me. I'm having trouble selling my hay, not because I'm too high-priced. It's because nobody has any money. They really don't. And I'm not on Facebook, and people say, well, that's the best place to go on Facebook Marketplace to sell your things. And I don't like Facebook, but I finally thought, well, it's a tool, and I do need to get this hay sold. And so I clicked sign up for Facebook, and I got the little welcome to Facebook, and I got the email verification thanking me for signing up, and they gave me the verification code, and I put in the verification code and hit enter, and the screen changed, and it said, your account has been suspended. You have 180 days to give us good reason to unsuspend your account. If you do not do so, we will permanently delete your account. And I thought, wow, that's odd. I didn't even get in. I didn't even get a page. And so it looks to me like Facebook has me on some sort of a watch list, even though I'm not even part of their community. Which I thought was very interesting that I'm now being watched, it seems. Well, I've had people tell me for the last year or two to watch my back, and so I'm officially going to watch my back now because I know that I'm on their radar, but I'm still a small fry, so I think I'm going to be okay. Well, I'd really like to thank Bob Bierman for allowing me to have my rant today. I know it was more of a rant than a show, but I really feel like we're in trouble, folks, and we need prayer and lots of it. And I do appreciate you tuning in today. And until next time, everyone, stay safe, stay strong, stay informed, and never ever forget, replace fear with faith. Now back to Bob.
And Jim, I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts of what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. As I mentioned as we started today's program, we really don't know the full story, and we may never know the full story. And in all honesty, I hate to say this, but I really, really don't trust our government much anymore. We shared the other day on a program how some government officials, they don't think that they're accountable to the law or to Congress or anybody but themselves. we are finding ourselves in a very dangerous place between an out-of-control deep state government, an arrogant government, those that don't want to accept what the Supreme Court has said, what Congress has passed and presidents have signed, because they think they're above the law and the Constitution. Until those are rectified, we're going to be in a world of hurt. And I pray for our nation that we can. Now, tomorrow I've got something special to share, but for now, I want to thank you for allowing me to do the programs a little bit differently. As you know, we're doing a lot of travel, and it's hard to get the program done, so I thank Jim Calhoun. But we still need your support to pay for the shortwave airtime. If you can, visit the website truth2ponder.com or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.